Daniel chapter 8. In the third year of the reign of Belshazzar the king, a vision appeared to me Daniel, after what had appeared to me at first. And I saw in the vision, and it came to pass, as I saw, that I was at the citadel of Shushan, which is in the province of Elam. Then I saw in the vision that I was at the Ulai canal. And I lifted up my eyes and looked, and there was a ram standing before the canal, and it had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one arose later. I saw the ram butting westwards and northwards and southwards, and no animal could stand against it. And there was no one who delivered anyone from its grip, and it did as it wished, and it became great. And as I was contemplating this, what I saw was a goat buck come from the west, over the expanse of the whole land, not touching the ground, and the goat buck had a conspicuous horn between its eyes. And it came to the ram, which had the two horns, which I saw standing at the canal, and it ran to it in its intense fury. And I saw it come up to the ram, and it acted ferociously against it, and it struck the ram and shattered its two horns, and there was no strength in the ram to stand against it. And it cast the ram down onto the ground and trampled on it, and there was no one who delivered the ram from its grip. And the goat buck became very great, but just as it was displaying strength, the large horn broke, and four others arose conspicuously in its place, facing the four winds of heaven. And from one of them a very small horn came out, but it became exceedingly great southwards and eastwards and towards the splendid land. And it became great as the host of the sky, and it brought some of the host and some of the stars down to the ground and trampled on them. And it magnified itself to the heights of the prince of the host, and the perpetual sacrifice was removed from him, and the place of his sanctuary was overthrown, so that the host would be delivered up at the place of the perpetual sacrifice in transgression, and truth would be cast to the ground. And it did this and prospered. And I heard a holy one speak, and a holy one said to the particular one speaking, "How long is the vision of the perpetual sacrifice and the devastating transgression, the delivering up of both the holy place and the host to being trampled on?" And he said to me, "Until 2,300 evenings and mornings. Then the sanctuary will be purified." And it came to pass, as I, Daniel, saw the vision, that I sought understanding. And what I saw was that there stood before me an apparition of a man. And I heard the voice of a man in the middle of the Ulai, and he called out and said, "Gabriel, explain the vision to this man." And he came to my station, and as he came I was terrified, and I fell face down. But he said to me, "Understand, son of Adam, that the vision is for the end time." And as he spoke to me, I slumped down to the ground, face down, and he touched me, and he stood me up at my station. And he said, "I am here making known to you what will take place at the end of the indignation, for it is for the end time period. The ram which you saw, having two horns, represents the kings of Media and Persia. And the hairy goat represents the king of Greece, and the large horn which is between its eyes is the first king. And as for the horn which was broken, and the four which stood in its place, these are four kingdoms out of a people which will stand up, but not in its own strength. And at the end of their kingdom, when transgressors reach their conclusion, a king of fierce appearance and shrewd in dealing with problems will stand up, and his power will be mighty, but it will not be in his own power, and he will spoil in an astounding way, and he will prosper and be active, and he will spoil mighty people, including the holy people. And through his expertise he will prosper, with deceit under his control, and in his heart he will magnify himself, and in calmness he will spoil many, and he will take a stand against the prince of princes. Then, without human power, he will be broken." Now the vision of the evening and the morning, which was declared, is true, but you close the vision, for it is for many days from now. And I, Daniel, became ill for a number of days. Then I arose and did the king's work, but I was astounded at the vision, and there was no one who understood it.